What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Sisko.
Hello. Host Regina Sisko, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. You know, I like to start the show by sharing one of my personal stories that will inspire you and give you some food for thought. But I'm going to share a couple of different things today and just wanted to talk about the whole holiday season here. My feeling is that, you know, yay, I survived another Christmas visiting family and friends and being so busy, and that's a really good thing. And really looking forward to the new year. I have a couple of favorite times during the year, but the new year is definitely one of them. I love the whole idea of the new beginning, the new birth, you know, getting to start fresh and new. And really thinking about what new exciting things can I create for myself in my life and in my business and in my relationships. What new things do I want to call forward? And what things do I want to release? So I really find it a just wonderful, refreshing time. And I've actually been spending some time this past week doing that type of self-reflection. Another thing that's important to me during this time of year, especially New Year's, is praying for peace and meditating for peace. I think, from my opinion and my experience, that this really is a peaceful time of year. It really is a time when many of us are fully in our heart space more than other times of the year when we're connecting with family and friends and those that we love. And it really ushers in that feeling of peace. There are several worldwide peace meditations taking place this weekend. And I wanted to tell you about one of them in particular that I'm going to be participating in. And this is going to be on the World Puja Network, and their website is worldpuja.org. It's worldpuja.org. And they are having a worldwide meditation on January 1st from 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time. And if you would like to participate, they are asking that folks register and sign in advance. And I believe it is free, or you can donate if you like, but I think they're really just trying to manage the number of servers that they have and make sure that they've got enough set up so the system doesn't crash. But I'm really looking forward to that. And I also wanted to share a couple of my favorite quotes on peace. The first one is, "Peace begins with a smile." And this is from Mother Teresa. The next one is from Helen Keller. I do not want peace that passeth understanding. I want the understanding which bringeth peace. The next one is, peace is rarely denied to the peaceful. And this is from Johanna von Schiller. The next one is from Martin Luther King Jr. One day we must come to see that peace is not merely a distant goal we seek, but that it is a means by which we arrive at the goal. One of my favorites. And I also wanted to tell you a little bit more about shareinternational.org. I was telling you about this last week, and I wanted to give you a little bit more information. And that website is share-international.org. And this is the website that talks about the world teacher and ascended master, Lord Maitreya, and the masters of wisdom. As part of his message and signaling that he is going to be coming more forward and integrated into humanity and letting us know more fully who he is sometime in the near future, he has been having stars, really bright stars, show up around the world. And there are many, many pictures on this website and also on YouTube. And it's really a sign and a confirmation. Sometimes, you know, if we're praying, we ask for a sign that, you know, we know that we're on the right path or we're making the right choice or whatever that might be. So he has been bringing this sign, this star, to us as a sign. And they are actually UFOs that are projecting this bright light. And they show up in sometimes multicolored. They have a tendency to move. They've been reported on news stations around the world. But I think it's fascinating that how many of them have showed up and how many reports there are. So I really wanted to share that with you and to have you check that out and read more information. They have published a wonderful magazine called shareinternational.org that really talks about the teachings of Lord Maitreya, which, as I've mentioned before, is really about peace and sharing and justice, and that all individuals have food, shelter, clothing, money, healthcare, and education on this planet. And that's really how we will evolve and transcend kind of our current state of affairs. So I wanted to share that piece of information with you today as well. And I'm really looking forward to our guest, Ellen Melko Moore. And I'm going to be telling you about her in just a minute. So now it's time to breathe. I'm going to take 3 deep breaths in and out. And feel free to join me if you like. And I'm going to take a deep breath in. And slowly breathe out through my mouth. And I'm going to take another deep breath in. And slowly breathe out through my mouth. And let's take one more deep breath in. And slowly breathe out through my mouth. So my show today is called, What's Your Personal Mission? And my guest is going to be talking about our personal mission, what it is, what's the purpose, what's its value, and what the heck do we do with it. My guest, as I mentioned, is Ellen Melko Moore, and let me tell you a little bit about her. Ellen is a writer, visionary brand consultant, and law of attraction teacher. She specializes in working with people who are somewhat interested in spirituality, prayer, and meditation, but perhaps even more interested in feeling truly aligned with the deepest and most delightful purpose for their lives. As a branding consultant and business coach, she helps entrepreneurs create brands that inspire action, participation, and deep devotion within their target audience. As a metaphysical writer and teacher, she brings her slightly disturbed sense of humor to communicate law of attraction principles to the skeptical. Ellen holds a bachelor's and master's degree from Northwestern University in English and Literary Studies. For more information on her services, go to www.secret-lawofattraction.com, and also her other website and blog is www.emergingexperts.wordpress.com, and this information is also posted on my website as well. So, Ellen, welcome to the show.
Regina, you know, I'm just so excited to be here. I can't even stand it. Thank you so much for having me.
We are going to have a delightful show today, and I'm so happy that you're here. So we're going to talk about, you know, personal mission and share some of these interesting concepts with the audience today. But I wanted to ask you, Ellen, do you have a personal mission?
You know, Regina, since you asked me that, I was like, oh my gosh, what is my personal mission? And, you know, for a long time, I really thought it might be to, lie in hammocks and, eat some cookies. There's just things I really like to do. But I have to say that I think my personal mission is helping other people find and live theirs and, you know, what they're really here for. And honestly, there is just nothing that gets me more excited about anything than that. It feels so good to get to help other people do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So have you always known what it was, or how did you discover it?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, too. I was thinking about this, and I was like, I remember you know, just like anyone, you're growing up as a kid and there are certain things that you really like and you seem to be pretty good at. And then there's other things that really, really out of my ballpark. And I remembered that when I was, I don't know, maybe 12, I went to church camp for the first time and I was just in hog heaven. At the time, I was a really shy kid, very bookish. I read a lot. And all of a sudden something happened and I just really came alive in this place. And I was outdoors. I was with new friends. We were laughing. It was a really cool, very progressive church camp. So we were really doing some interesting learning about spirituality in the Bible. And I was also writing for the little newsletter that we had, you know, for the camp itself. And, you know, and we had dances and the whole thing, it was just perfect. And I remember thinking to myself, if I could like find a way to have a life where I'm just recreating that would be the coolest thing ever. And, but I didn't know how to do that at the time. But what's so funny now is I look at my life and almost every single one of those elements that I just described are in my life now. And I know that that's because I'm really living it now, that personal mission.
That's so awesome, Ellen. Thanks. It's time for us to head to a break, and I'm speaking with Ellen Melko-Moore, writer, visionary brand consultant, who is talking about the value of knowing our personal mission. You can learn more about Ellen's work by going to her website at www.secret-lawofattraction.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best. Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking with Ellen Melko Moore, writer and visionary brand consultant, who is talking about the value of knowing our personal mission. So, Ellen, tell us a bit about your background. You've been a teacher and author. Tell us some about that.
Well, so, you know, speaking of personal mission, when I was in college, I knew there was something I was supposed to be doing, and I wasn't quite sure what it was, but I did know that I loved writing and I loved teaching, and I seemed to be really good at English, so I didn't know what else to do with myself. And so I just kept going to grad school and getting more degrees in English literature. And I loved the teaching part, and I loved connecting with students, but I just wasn't sure if this was the right subject or if academia was the right place for me. And so when I was about to complete a PhD, actually, I just went AWOL, and I started a business with a friend where we were doing a consulting book business for book groups, book clubs, reading clubs. And there's about 15 million people in the United States who are in book clubs, and nobody at the time was really paying specific attention to them. And so we decided we would. And because of that, and we really kind of found that niche, we were able to be very successful very quickly despite not having a lot of business background. Well, in the middle of all this heady success, some really unresolved yuck from my past came up. And Regina, I know you know from your work and your experience how yuck from the past can just kind of, and mine just sort of imploded inside and vomited all over my life. And I just went to D-Town, which I think of as, you know, despair, depression, divorce. Oh, and we'll include prescription drug addiction there. I mean, it was just an ugly place, but the coolest thing came out of that, which is that I really had this time to go within and reflect, and really, I was really forced for the first time in my life to really confront, like, why am I here and what am I doing in a way that had never happened for me before. So once I kind of came out of all that and, you know, got clean, got my life straightened up, I was like, I wonder if I could help other people, you know, create lives and brands and projects and businesses that just make them light up without necessarily having to go through all that darkness and emergency and urgency and yuck that I went through. And I really got connected to that. And that's how I started getting into my present line of work.
Okay. So that's what led you then to becoming a visionary business consultant?
Yes. Yes, it is. I started out, I was like, well, I'll do coaching and consulting for just other startups, you know, other entrepreneurial people who maybe not have that much experience with starting their own business, but who have, you know, been often in the business world, the corporate world, or the academic world for some time. And at first I started out just like a regular business coach, and I wore every hat, you know, business plan writing and all these different things. But over time, I figured out just by working with lots of people that what I'm really, really good at, and this is going to be a big surprise because I spent all those years writing and in college and, you know, studying stories, is that what I'm really good at is helping people connect with the power of their story. And a brand in the marketplace is a story. It's a story you're telling of who you are and what your service is and what you're communicating. And so once I really focused in on that, and I started looking for people who were visionaries and clients who were visionaries who wanted to create something brand new based on something they were really good at, it started to really come into focus for me.
Okay.
And that's what I've been doing since.
Awesome. And so I can see how doing that type of work also helps somebody to connect to their own personal mission.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Yeah, it's one of those things, like, as much as I would like to get out of it every day and just tell you what to do, you know, Regina, you and I have done some work together, and I would love to just be like, oh, Regina, this is what you do for your brand. Like, in order to do that for you, I have to constantly be reevaluating and recreating it for myself. It just doesn't, come any other way.
Mm-hmm. And what's the value of someone knowing their personal mission?
I think it has two pieces of value. You know, one, it makes your life just so much more fun. Because you are connecting with the deepest part of yourself. You know, Regina, your radio show and Seventh Wave is about connecting to your true self. And I think personal mission is deeply contained in your true self. So you just have a much better time while you're here. That's one aspect. The second aspect is about, for those times when you're really not having a good time, for those times when you're really bogged down, in the things inside you and outside of you that bother you, personal mission and a sense of that gives you a foundation that you just can come back to again and again. It's like a rock that you can stand on. So it supports you in good times, and it supports you in horrible times too. That's the value of knowing it.
And is someone going to live an unfulfilled life if they don't know their personal mission?
I think there's a lot of people on the planet who are, probably living pretty fulfilled lives who may not relate to it like their mission. They may think of it as something else. They may think of it as, oh, this is what makes me happy, or, oh, I might as well just do this because I like it. But I think the answer is no, you won't be unfulfilled. But I think the thing is, you can be profoundly more fulfilled. You have the fun of knowing that this is why you're here. And because you know that, it makes you think, look, act, and question life in a very different way. It's like a relationship that you have to yourself that it really deepens life so much when you're conscious of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. I think it, you know, an expression I like to use in terms of having clarity with my life is, having the tumblers fall into place as I'm, you know, unlocking a door, if you will.
Yes.
And that's for me what personal mission really is. And having kind of that internal clarity of who I am and where I'm going.
Exactly. And when it comes to, for instance, communicating yourself to the world, whether it's through a brand or a project or your nonprofit or your family, when you have that deep clarity and just joy in what you're doing, you don't have to spend as much time on the outer trappings. It just shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. And does personal mission mean vocation? Describe that to us.
You know, I'm not precisely sure. I didn't look up the word vocation, but here's what I think. I think mission is who you are. Mission is like the deepest, best part of yourself, and it's the reason you're here. I think vocation is sort of what you do with it. So for instance, in my case, you know, my mission is to be joyful, to be alive, to be laughing, and to be helping other people find that too. And my vocation, the way I express it, usually comes across with writing or teaching, public speaking, that kind of thing. Those are things I tend to be good at when I'm expressing mission. I don't know that for sure, but that's my hypothesis about the difference between those two things.
Okay, good. And so how do you suggest one go about discovering their personal mission?
This is a good one.
And can you share an example?
Yes, absolutely. This is just always fun. I think the most profound thing is the first place to look is in your, if you're right now just sitting here stewing, like while you're listening to this, or you're uncomfortable for any reason, whatever's going on, you know, take a couple breaths, like Regina suggests, and cast your mind back to some times in your life where you just felt, I think of it like a bell. It's like a gong in your body, and it's just like, whoa, 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 like ringing, resounding. Those moments, you might have been with other people, you might not. You might have been outside, you might have been inside. There was something in you that was so alive and awake to a certain moment, or perhaps, if you're lucky, many moments in your life. And that's the first place to look, is back at those times when you just felt that kind of excitement just ringing through you like a bell. And maybe all that you were doing at the time was imagining something that really, when you thought about it, it just really did it for you. And so once you kind of locate a couple of those memories, I suggest that maybe you get a pen and paper and you write down what was going on there. What was going on externally, internally? What was happening for you? And it's okay if you don't know for sure. You know, you just write down as much as you can remember. Another easy thing you can do with this is it's the red and green pen trick. Go to a newsstand and get a magazine that you like, that appeals to you, and get your red and green pens out and start circling things in green that you love, that you'd like to see more of in the world. And then start circling things in red that you're like, no, absolutely not. Don't like that. No, absolutely not. You know, the things that you don't want to see more of. Mm-hmm. And that will really awaken something in you. What we're talking about with these exercises is a way to really start connecting to the fact is you actually already know what your personal mission is. You just may not have thought about it for a while. You may not have thought about yourself that way for a while. And these are ways to kind of wake up that facility in you. And if you're, my last suggestion is, if you're really feeling stuck, talk to your friends. Ask them to have a visioning session with you over the phone, whatever, over coffee, and ask them, what are the things that, when you think about me, what do you like about me? What do you think I do well? And you may be surprised what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Example of the red and green pens.
And it's very practical.
It is practical. As I do something similar with my clients when I'm coaching somebody with career, and I kind of have them go back over some past history and have them write down the things that they've liked about these different jobs that they've held and write down the things that they didn't like. And it really creates that sense of awareness of, oh, well, yeah, I really did like this piece, and I really did like that, and I really like that type of manager, and yeah, I really didn't like this. So I love the practical tools that you're sharing.
Well, thank you. I agree. I think you can have a lot of fun, actually, with the stuff that you don't like. I mean, really, we're sort of trained, especially in the transformational self-help field, to not really look at that. But when you look there, all kinds of cool things can come up because it's the opposite of what you don't like.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and it's time to take a break. I'm speaking with Ellen Malcolm-Moore, writer and visionary brand consultant, who is talking about the value of knowing your personal mission and exploring it. And you can learn more about Ellen's work by going to her website at www.secret-lawofattraction.com. And we'd like to take some calls after the break, and you can call in at 866-472-5795. We'll be right back after the break.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking with Ellen Malcolm-Moore, writer and visionary brand consultant, who is talking about the value of knowing our personal mission. And Ellen, so I'd like you to share from your perspective what it means to connect to your authentic self.
I mean, it's like we get so excited, you know, so often about our relationships to other people. And I feel like, and I certainly am, I'm not an exception to that. I love my relationships with other people and, you know, the ones that, you know, that I've had, that I have, that I'm looking forward to. But I feel like personal mission is really asking you to really develop and care about your relationship with your most authentic self. And that's what it pulls you towards. That's what it calls you towards. And that's one of the coolest things about really starting to identify with a personal mission. When I look at some of my clients, I have a client who's Regina, you've met, who, you know, started out in life as an occupational therapist, and then she had a very bad carbon monoxide poisoning accident. As part of her therapy, coming back from that, she started learning silversmithing. And after she was getting better, she decided to, she was going to be a jeweler and make silver jewelry. And so that was, she was like on her way with that journey. But then as we looked at her business, we discovered that what was most important to my client, Robin, is not just to make beautiful things, but to help make people's lives beautiful as well. And so we turned it into developing a piece of her jewelry, to sell and give the money to, a cause that she cared about, which turned out to be the evolution of a nonprofit called the Triskelly Foundation. And the cause is, helping people pay for their GEDs, if they've dropped out of high school. So, but the point is, you know, Robin was somebody who was in touch with some things that made her happy that she cared about, for instance, craftsmanship and making something beautiful. But because of all that path that she took, she was able quickly to leap over to the thing I care about most in the world is making sure that I've done everything I can to help other people get access to their power and to what they need. And that is the most authentic part of her. And your most authentic part, you who are listening, definitely does not have to be service to others, although it may include that. Your most authentic part may be that, you know, the most authentic part of you may be your, you know, love for shoes. It may be your love for animals. It may be such a variety of things. But when you start thinking about it, questioning it, asking it, and developing a deeper relationship, it's exactly like falling in love. It's exactly like falling in love with the man or the woman of your dreams and just being like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was here the whole time.
Right. And it's that falling in love with yourself piece that's the most amazing thing, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I laugh because I remember in the 80s that Whitney Houston had this really, at the time, to me, extremely annoying song called The Greatest Love of All. Mm-hmm. And I was just, ugh, every time that came out, I'd just be like, oh, God, no. You know, and I changed the radio station. But I'm still not a fan of necessarily that style of music, but that message really couldn't get any more profound is that it is. That greatest love that you develop with yourself is like your relationship with God. It's like your relationship with your reason for being, and it does not get any better than that. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'd agree. So what might that transformation process look like of becoming more authentic for someone?
You know, I think it's like if you imagine yourself like a person who has a compass inside you, a compass that points true north, or a bell that rings when you're getting more in the direction. What the transformation process looks like is, you know, you start heading out, you know, with your brave little flag and your backpack, and you're just out there, you know, doing your best, and you start to notice, oh, when I do this, things happen pretty easily for me. I feel pretty good. Other people tend to respond to me a little better. And not only that, but my work just gets easier and easier. And then you're kind of happy about that and you're excited. And then, you know, something happens. Something comes up that trips you up and you're just like, I'm not meant to do this. And, you know, we tend to get in, a little storm of stuff like that. You know, people come and say, well, there's no way you're ever going to be able to make a living doing this. And why are you paying attention to that? And you shouldn't be so selfish. And even if they're not saying, other people aren't saying it to us, you know, we tend to say it to ourselves anyway. So there's usually a couple of storms that come up, and sometimes many. But I think as long as you keep heading back in that direction of internal compass, you know, what is that thing that you're just like, aha, yes, here. And you know how like before when you're, you know, a teenager and people say when, you know, you've never been in love and people say, well, you'll know when you're in love. And you're like, well, how do you know? And people say, well, you're going to know. And really falling in love with your personal mission and your authentic self and your best transformation is like that. You start to really know as you go deeper and deeper in it, because basically it's like a calling. You almost can't go any other place because it's just going to keep pulling you back.
Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I can imagine that influences, but probably really opens the door to the personal mission evolving.
Oh, absolutely. And it does keep evolving. Like, I mean, mine is evolving like right the second as we're talking. As we're talking, I'm refining and I'm considering and I'm like, well, is it more like this or is it more like that? And the only difference between me and some other people is that I really loved that process. And I didn't when I was, you know, a little bit more early on in my spiritual journey. When I was earlier on, I just wanted results instantly. And now I recognize that those results come all the time. You just have to be thinking about it, tuned into it. And, I mean, it is always evolving and that's the fun of it. 'Cause what fun would it be if like you already got there and you're like, okay, I'm, you know, whatever, 50 years old. I've got my personal mission figured out. I've done everything I've ever wanted to do. I'm good. I mean, you know, that's not what life is for.
Mm-mm. No, and it doesn't really stop at any given point in time either.
not that I'm aware of. I think we're in for the long haul.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too.
Yeah.
So can you share a story with us perhaps of a client or someone that you may have known that's kind of come through that transformation process?
Yes. I have a client, I'll call him Pete just to protect his identity. So he was just out there really doing it up with his prayer work, his meditation work. He had gotten that this was all internal, and he was just gung-ho. You know, he had his affirmation cards, his vision board, and he was just really, really putting it all out there. And his current career was as a financial consultant and planner. But what he really knew he was feeling towards was he also has a master's degree in family therapy. He realized that, you know, he did care about helping people get their money straightened out, but really he also truly cared about giving people access to transformation and tools that will make life easier and work better. And so he kept thinking about, well, maybe I'll be a coach, you know, a life coach, a success coach, a, you know, professional coach. But there was just something in him that wouldn't let him go there. I mean, we worked on it and worked on it. And I mean, he kept having episodes over and over where, you know, just there would be this emergency, there'd be that emergency, there'd be this distraction. I mean, it got actually like, I mean, I felt a lot of compassion for him. And then there was another part of it that was almost humorous, because it was just, there was something inside him that was, had never really been comfortable with really thinking about what he wanted and what made him happy. And because, you know, like most of us, he had a lot of ideas about what he was supposed to be doing and should be doing and all this stuff. And, you know, as he proceeded, he realized that what he cared about most of all was he loved Hollywood. He loved entertainers. He loved stand-up comedy. And the more he let himself go in the direction of thinking about how could he coach and function and help people transform in that world, in the world of entertainment, in the world of, you know, lots of access to lots of people. Like all of a sudden, all these aspects of him that had been really kind of upset before started to calm down. And, you know, as I speak, he is on his way to California and he's got all kinds of really cool things set up. And I just want to say, because I know he'll be listening to this at some point, that like, I am so proud of you. Like what you went through and what you fought through to get you just for your true north and your mission has just been amazing to be a part of. And that, like, that's transformation. It feels awesome sometimes, and other times it just feels ugly, because an old part of our ideas about ourselves are dying off. And when stuff dies off, usually, you know, in my experience, like my yucky stuff that's dying off, it usually gets pretty loud. Like right before it starts to go away, it yells a lot. So, I mean, that is transformation. It's the beauty and it's the ugly coming up. But the ugly coming up just gives us such a great opportunity to heal it, to look into it, and move beyond it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because part of the transformation process is, you know, our old fears, old beliefs, and resistance that can come up that might be stopping us in our tracks.
Absolutely. Exactly.
And Ellen, we're going to be heading to a break here in just a second, and we'll continue on with our questions when we come back. And I'm speaking with Ellen Melko-Moore, writer and visionary brand consultant, who is talking about the value of knowing our personal mission. You can learn more about Ellen's work by going to her website at www.secret-lawofattraction.com. And we'll be right back.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best. Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking with Ellen Melko Moore, writer and visionary brand consultant, who is talking about the value of connecting to our personal mission. So, Ellen, before the break, we were talking about the transformation process of connecting to our personal mission and, you know, really wanting to connect to our authentic self and some resistance that might be stopping us in our tracks as we move through this process. So what tips would you offer the audience?
Well, I've got to say, just for whoever's listening, that I may be one of the, you know, sort of queens of transformation, I am also the queen of resistance. I've got lots of that in my personal life. And you know what? The difference is, though, I mean, if I could tell you the negative thoughts and beliefs that sometimes hold me back, I mean, we'd be here for like several more hours and I could explain to you everything that's ever happened that leads me to conclude that, you know, I'm just no good and that life doesn't work out and, you know, I'm not deserving and, oh, but you know, just a lot of stuff. And, but we would need many more hours to hear all about that. And I think that, again, a difference is what I've learned that the best thing I can do is develop a relationship of, you know, to those thoughts of, you know what, so what? Like literally, I had a teacher, one of my teachers, when I was doing some really cool transformation work, and I was explaining how even though my thoughts were so wonderful and perfect that I still wasn't getting the results I wanted. And, you know, she just looked at me and she was like, you know, so what? You know, do you feel better? Are you clearer? Are you going more in the direction of where you want to be? Like, are your relationships improving? And I was like, well, yeah, all those things are happening. And she was like, well, you know, so what? And I really just took that on. I started to get that it's like the essence of the human journey. And I am not special and unique here. I mean, I am a special, unique being, but my problems and my you know, difficulties actually I tend to share with almost everybody else that's on the planet. I mean, it really when you come down to it, we're talking about the essence of the human journey. And when people come to me and they say, you know, I really want to do this, but I have some doubts. I'm like, yeah, of course you do. I mean, of course you do. That's, are you breathing? Do you have oxygen? Like, yeah, okay, so you got some doubts. But when you develop a relationship that with your personal mission and your authentic self, you start to care about that way more than you care about all your doubts and your fears. And your doubts and fears still come up. They're just not as important to you. You're kind of like, yeah, all right, I hear you. And it's like, you know, we use that analogy before, falling in love. Well, when you're falling in love and you're crazy in love with somebody and people come and tell you, you know what, like, I don't think that's a good person for you. And, you know, really you should be home doing, you know, word problems, or, you know, cleaning out your oven. I mean, you just don't care. You're just like, yeah, okay, that's great. And you just move ahead with that love that's pulling you forward. And I feel like you develop that kind of relationship with your mission and your authentic self. And, you know, you're not, you just don't tend to listen to those voices as much as you used to. And when they do come up, they just don't stop you. They might pause you for a few minutes and you might have to go freak out for a while, you know, do whatever you need to do. But then you come back, you get right back on the court. And I feel like that's the essence of this game that we're playing here as human beings, is to keep getting back on the court and take that other stuff just less and less seriously.
Yes, I agree with that. It's, for me, it's called lightening the load. I don't need to be dragging all that heavy stuff behind me on a forever basis.
My God, it's so hard, right? It's just like Sisyphus climbing up the hill. It's just like,
Totally. So what would you say is the most common problem for someone who does know his or her mission or gift?
Let's get back to that lightening the load thing. Here's the thing with people who know their mission or have a good idea or think they might have a good idea what it is. There's that energy of sort of that fierce focus and purpose, and you really care about this, and by God, you're going to make it happen. And, you know, it's a very fierce energy sometimes, a very passionate energy. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that energy, and I encourage you to keep it, but I encourage you even more, to bring some lightness and some playfulness in to balance that fierce masculine energy. You know, really bring in a sense of humor to go with your seriousness. The seriousness can still be there, but let them live together. I think of, there's a song from Regina, we were talking about it. It's from the musical Wicked, I believe, the Broadway musical. It's called Defying Gravity. Mm-hmm. And when I think of that, and when I think of this question, I hear that song in my head. And when I think of defying gravity, I don't just think of physical gravity. I think of the gravity of, like, sort of grimness. I get a lot of people come to me, needless to say, they're on fire with their desire to help the world, transform the world, heal the world. And the grim and the gravity that's going on is just about to eat them to death because they feel so driven. And so we do some work on defying gravity and bringing the playfulness, the light, the delight back in this purpose. Because you want those two energies to live together, the seriousness and the playfulness.
Most definitely.
I think so. Yeah.
And Ellen, it's time to wrap up today. So very quickly, did you have any other suggestions you wanted to share?
Well, because of our show, Regina, I'm actually preparing a free report that will be available on my website next Friday. Called Personal Mission and the Law of Attraction. And I'm going to take some really cool ideas there and put that up on the website for people to kind of follow up and get more solid with some of these principles. And that will be available for free on the website, and people can go there and download it. And lastly, I would just like to say, here we are, we're on New Year's Eve, and here we are, 2012, that thing we've been talking about is here. It's in our backyard. It's actually in our front yard right now. And may I suggest, there is no better time. There has never existed in the history of the world a better time than right now to get excited, get engaged, and get turned on with your personal mission. Because the thing is, it was given to you and nobody else. You're the only one who can do it. And we really, really need you. So whatever it is that might be keeping you from it or discovering it or living it, you know, I suggest just give yourself permission to get off that thing and go for it, because we need you so bad. We really do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ellen, for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Regina. I had such a good time.
Wonderful. And For more about information about Ellen and her services and upcoming events, you can go to her website, www.secret-lawofattraction.com, and that's where her special report will be. And also her other website and blog is www.emergingexperts.wordpress.com. My show next week is called Good Health for the New Year, and my guest is Deb Kitt. Deb is a naturopath and certified health professional and holistic healer. Her specialty is to promote good health through natural means with vitamins, supplements, and herbs to promote healthy digestion. How many people have poor digestion in this country? Well, an awful lot. Poor digestion is caused by stress, poor diet, and food sensitivities. Deb will also discuss the spiritual imbalances that contribute to our inability to digest our daily life with ease. Join us for this informative show next Friday, January 6th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And I also wanted to close again this week with the great invocation that ties to Lord Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you for listening in. I'm wishing you all a joyful, peaceful, and safe New Year's holiday. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright, from my heart to yours. Happy New Year for this auspicious year of 2012, and many blessings. Have a good week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.